My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Fake it. Fields does it himself. Touchdown, Steelers. Pittsburgh is pouring it on.
I think it gives us, you know, a lot of confidence, and I think we could have put more, a couple of mishaps, but, you know, 32 points is pretty solid, but, you know, we're just going to keep, you know, getting better, keep working, and, you know, hopefully put up more next week.
All right, thank you for finding us. I am here. My voice might be a little hoarse from my stay in Vegas. Malzi across from me, who's been here all along. Donnie is still out there in Sin City, where he is at
He's pushing his luck right now. He's pushing his luck, Pony. He's going to be there for like 5 days. Yeah. He is pushing his luck in a big way.
His first trip, he didn't really know the key to Vegas is to not overstay.
3 days.
Your trip to
Three
Vegas.
Days is the perfect Vegas trip length. 5 days. He might be a different person coming back.
This was not a perfect trip for the Steelers. The result says it was because they win, and the final score says it was a really good afternoon win by 19. I am not surprised, but there seems to be a quarterback question for some people. There isn't for me. You're not allowed to bench a quarterback when you win a game by 19 points and you score more than 30, regardless of the circumstances and the way it happened. When you're a Steelers team that has had problems scoring points and has had problems putting the ball in the end zone really for years, you can't hold a quarterback to such a ridiculous standard that after a game like this, you tell him, hey, kid, thanks. Now go take your seat on the bench.
I think that this is... The Steelers are a weird team. The Steelers are like the only team, I'm convinced. It's not just the fishbowl because you and I both watch as much of the rest of the NFL on a week-to-week basis as we can. You're doing a podcast. You know, I'm just trying to be as up-to-date, partly for discussions like this so I can have frame of reference as to how bad it might be in other places. I feel like only the Steelers could score 32, which is only the second time since 2019 they've topped 30, gotten to 30 or more on the road last year with Mason in Seattle the other. I feel like only the Steelers could do that, so could score 32, could win by 19 points, and have people somewhat understandably being like, did their quarterback actually play a good game? He ran for 2 touchdowns. His numbers through 6 games are 10 touchdowns accounted for, 5 rushing, 5 passing, only 2 turnovers. The disaster fumble against Indy and 1 interception that went off of, looked like about 6 different people in the Denver game, or the Chargers game, excuse me. I don't think there should be a controversy insofar as, for me, Justin Fields is the starter for the reasons you just laid out. They're 4-2. They scored 32 points. It would be insane for Tomlin to walk to the podium tomorrow, having presumably told his team already, hey, by the way, Russ is starting against the Jets. But Fields, for people who were getting antsy about his play, specifically as a passer, did really nothing to dispel any notion of, like, uneasiness. He was not a good thrower of the football yesterday. Now, he had Pickens drop a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
More on that later. He had Pickens drop at least one other pass, and then Pickens failed to make a catch that he usually makes on the sidelines, like one of those high difficulty, but he's become known for type of plays. He also, since we have to psychoanalyze every throw he makes because of his past history in Chicago and this city's tortured post-Roethlisberger quarterback history, made three of the worst throws I've seen in succession an NFL quarterback make. Misses a wide-open Pickens by, what, 15 yards over his head. Misses Freiermuth on a play where it looked like he wasn't even sure the play had started, got great protection, whiffed, and then missed again to Pickens on the sideline when it looked like he was NFL open. When you see plays like that, when you see the offense look disjointed, when you see them get the ball at times in ridiculously good field position and only get 3 points out of it, like, I don't know, at the opposing 9-yard line, it does call, I think, into question in people's minds whether this guy is making improvement. You know what's the one troubling thing I saw, even though I am a Justin Fields should start Sunday night guy? He looked like he had his worst game as a passer and he was going backwards into old habits. Bad footwork, not going through his reads, just inaccurate throws. All of that stuff is sticking in my mind, even as I say he should be the quarterback on Sunday night.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But he also extended drives and turned drives into touchdowns by running.
Well, you can't, and that and you can't overlook it.
And that
he's
doesn't
a great
show
runner.
Up in passer rating. That doesn't show up in
it shows up
QB,
in QBR. It does show up. He had his okay. He had a pony.
I didn't
explain
know it
this
showed
to
up
me.
In QBR.
He had a 75.9 passer rating, his lowest of the year. He had a 74.7 QBR yesterday. That's his highest of the year
because of the running.
And because it happens, it's when it happens in the game too. It matters.
Yeah, and he adds a dimension that at this point in his career, Russell Wilson cannot do. How do you say something if you're Tomlin like, our game is football and our business is winning? You win your most convincing game of the year, and then you don't keep the guy in. I don't get it. Like, I'm not...
Do you think he's going to do that?
No, I don't. I hope not, but this... we're carrying over a conversation that's basically been had on the station among Steelers fans
all year.
All year and all day.
Yep.
I get it. Like, as a pocket passer, per se, he did not pass the test yesterday. He did not have a good game. But when you win and the offense still functions at a high level in terms of points, and you do it on the road in a place where I know Vegas, they've had much better luck and the fan support was great and all that. But they've laid a lot of stinkers on the road, including the game against the Colts defensively 2 weeks ago. I don't think you can... If you go to Russell Wilson after you win a game by this much, I just think it sends a totally crap message to the rest of your team. I think Tomlin is a quarterback win stat guy. Are you winning? Are you losing? It's binary with a guy. Yeah, Fields was in trouble going into this game because the Steelers had lost two in a row. Because if you just go by his production, he was really good against the Colts, especially in the fourth quarter of that game. So I can't.
Tomlin likes this style of win. He would call it an all phases win. He would look at the punch outs on defense by Watt. He'd look at the blocked punt. He'd look at the fact that the Steelers didn't turn the ball over in this game. And all of that would be true. And yet, a horrible pick that gets wiped away by a pass by roughing the passer, which is one of those ones the NFL wants out of the league. A third down where they throw it way short of the sticks that gets sustained by another much more specious, I would say, roughing the passer call. Much more questionable. You have just penalties and the Raiders themselves shooting themselves in the foot. It just, he did not look like a guy. Because going into this game, you were saying like he might be looking over his shoulder. He was going to have to deliver a real command performance maybe to fully cement himself. He didn't deliver that. He ran the ball very well. He turned chicken, you-know-what, into chicken salad at times on some of these plays with his legs. But if so much of the debate about him is, will he pass the ball well enough that when their schedule really stiffens later in the year that he'll be able to help them win games that way? He did not imbue you with confidence. Pony, one stat. If you'll allow me. And I had the usual suspects in my mentions complaining to me that I'm just moving the goalposts. They had three touchdown drives yesterday. On those touchdown drives, Justin Fields completed one pass for 6 yards. One pass.
But to go back to what you said about fans that want to see him deliver the ball and make plays as a passer, They're not set up to win that way. I'm not saying that to make an excuse for him. He needs to do better in that regard. But look at the receivers yesterday. Pickens' questionable effort in previous games doesn't always catch the ball when it's thrown to him. Van Jefferson had zero catches. How many did Calvin Austin have? One?
And Calvin Austin actually had two.
Okay, two. Sorry, Calvin, I'm shortchanging you. Roman Wilson played 5 snaps.
Is that a Calvin Austin is diminutive joke?
So, I mean, where is the room? So put Russell Wilson in there. You're telling me he's making those guys better? Well, I think they are what they are.
That's the million-dollar question here.
I think they need a quarterback who can run because they're not going to move the ball and put up points through the air this season.
Well, their lines, especially if Frazier's out for a protracted period of time, their line doesn't look like it's going to hold up. I'm not going to do this thing where I blindly defend the guy. There's a play that maybe was supposed to be a screen where Broderick Jones looked like the controller was turned off for a half second. Fields turned it into a long run. The question you have to ask yourself if you're Mike Tomlin is this. Does Russell Wilson improve my passing offense to the degree that it outstrips the amount that Russell Wilson hurts my quarterback run game, which is a significant part of my offense?
The guy's got 5 rushing touchdowns through 6 games.
The answer is ultimately no. Justin Fields' legs, though, not his arm, are the reason I think he should start against the Jets. But if Mike Tomlin comes out tomorrow and says it's Russell Wilson, I will neither be shocked nor will I necessarily think he's making a hideous move.
I will be. I'll be shocked if he pulls a guy after scoring 32 points. Should there really be a question about who the Steelers' starting quarterback is after yesterday's win? 412-928-9370. Really, we want to hear from you on this. 412-928-9370. Maybe you think it's a silly question. Maybe you think it's legit that a quarterback change should get made when you blow out the other team.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.